I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. Vermont lawmakers returned to Montpelier this morning to kick off the 2016 legislative session. The proceedings included all the ceremonial pleasantries that accompany opening day. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, legislators will have to tackle some contentious and uncomfortable issues from the outset.
Senate President John Campbell stood on the Senate floor Monday morning to offer his customary welcome to returning lawmakers. It didn't take him long to turn to the business at hand.
You know, this year we have a lot of issues that we're going to be dealing with that are going to be some controversial, some very difficult to deal with here in this chamber. And I would ask that, as always, that we treat each other with respect and courtesy, even if our views may not be the same.
That difficulty Campbell referred to comes in the presence of Franklin Senator Norm McAllister, the Republican lawmaker charged with multiple counts of sexual assault at the end of the last legislative session. McAllister arrived at the statehouse early Tuesday morning, roaming the halls alone and silent. He was the first to take his seat in the Senate chamber. His goal, he said, was a simple one.
Get through the day.
McAllister said he doesn't enjoy the attention that accompanied his return.
It's a little uncomfortable, but I'll get over it.
Many of his Senate colleagues are hoping he won't. The full Senate will consider a resolution Wednesday afternoon that would suspend McAllister with pay from his legislative duties. It isn't the outright expulsion many have called for, but Senate Minority Leader Joe Benning said even suspension isn't a sure thing.
I think there's enough votes to pass the resolution, but I haven't done a head count. I would say it's never over till it's over.
Resolving the McAllister saga isn't the only major business facing Senate lawmakers, who will immediately begin tackling marijuana legislation, conflict over renewable energy siting, and other divisive issues. And while the House may not have a disgraced colleague in its midst, that chamber will have to resolve a host of confounding budget challenges. Hartford Representative Coach Christie delivered the opening day devotional in the House. Things are going to get tough soon enough, he said.
So I thought that it was very appropriate to just start with the state song. These green hills and silver waters are my home. They belong to me and to all.
Lyrics to These Green Mountains had been placed on lawmakers' desks earlier in the morning. The chamber sing-along proved an apt lead-in to a speech from House Speaker Shap Smith, who said lawmakers' work in 2016 is for the sake of the children who call this state home.
So, today, let's get to work to ensure all Vermonters have the same opportunity for a better future that we've had.
How to realize that better future will, of course, be a matter of debate. House Minority Leader Don Turner says he appreciates the spirit of the speaker's call to action. He says Democrats are going to have to change their fiscal ways if they want it to mean anything.
You know, the speaker talked about some, you know, hope and prosperity and all that. And I believe that. I think that, you know, Vermont has a future. But today, if we don't make some tough decisions this session, it's going to be even bleaker next year.
Lawmakers have already introduced 108 bills in the Senate, ranging from a ban on, quote, industrial-scale wind to legislation that would allow for the operation of all-terrain vehicles on state highways. The Senate is scheduled to take up the McAllister resolution Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.